Good morning.
早上好。
How are you all?
大家好吗?
Good. So there's a little bit of pressure on me this morning. One of my youth was complaining that why do we have to be up here instead of downstairs? So I guess I better be a really good speaker this morning. So anyway...
他说今天早上他有点感到一点压力，因为小孩子问他说为什么今天要在上面而不在下面，所以他说他要想尽力做一个很好的一个讲员。
So have you ever thought about when you stumble upon a penny in the street?
你们有没有想过啊，你如果偶然在路边发现一个一分的钱币，
We kind of tend to ignore it, thinking, well, you know, it's pointless to stop and pick it up. It's just a penny.
我们会觉得，就为什么我们会把它弯下腰来捡这个那个硬币呢？因为只有一分钱嘛。
And as you get older, like me, you know, you only have a few more bend downs. And is this one I want to spend on a penny?
如果年纪越来越大，像我一样的话，我。腰越来越不好，那个弯起来也困难，那个只能弯几下，所以我是不是要在这一分钱上弯一下呢
？Or we worry about what people might think. Oh man, he's bending down to pick up a penny.
我们可能会担心别人看到说，哎，这家伙怎么弯下腰来捡一分钱
？And finally, we say, well, how much is a penny really worth nowadays?
那当然我们也会想。那到底这一分钱值多少东西呢
？You see, when I was a kid, I could buy a carton of milk at school for a penny.
我小的时候可以买一小盒的那个牛奶，一分钱可以。
By the time I hit high school, it was 50 cents.
那到我到那个高中的时候，就变成了50分。
So what is a penny worth?
那一分钱到底值多少
？Well, let's look at Isaiah 45:3.And it says, I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name.
下一个，我们大家一同来读好不好？我要将暗中的宝物和隐秘的财宝赐给你，使你知道提名召你的就是我耶和华以色列的神。
But imagine if this penny were a nickel.
如果假设这不是一分，而是五分呢？
But just not any nickel.
不是说一般的那个五分。
An extremely rare nickel.
而是非常稀有的那五分。
One that has been sought after by coin collectors for years and years.
那个好多那个钱币的收藏家一直在寻找的那样一个五分。
One valued at $2.5 million.
现在可以在市场上卖$250万。
Well, a famed collector possessed such a coin.
有一个很有名的这样一个收藏家有这么一个五分。
And when he died, he left it to his sister.
那他死的时候，他就把这个五分留给了他的一个妹妹。
Well, the nickel ended up in a dusty old box with family pictures in her closet and was there for decades.
那个五分就在一个那个装满了灰尘的盒子里边，和一些老的照片在一起，在家里的一个储藏室里待了很多很多年。
Well, one day her son was poking around her house and discovered the box and saw the nickel and realized that he found a hidden treasure.
有一天这个妹妹的儿子在家里下捣鼓找到了这样盒子，他看到了这个五分，他意识到说，哦，这个是一个非常值钱的一个钱币。
So the son ran to his mother all excited. His mom was in her 80s. With the box, he knew the coin was worth something. He wasn't sure how much. And he said to her, Mom, look at this nickel. It's probably worth a lot of money. It's a Liberty nickel.
他就非常兴奋地拿着这个盒子跑到他的妈妈的面前。那个时候他的妈妈已经80多岁了他拿着盒子，他意识到，他跟妈妈说，哎，妈妈，你看这个钱币可以值很多的钱，当然他也不知道到底值多少钱。
And his mom replied, wow, that's nice. Put down the nickel and let's look at these old photographs.
他说，哦，真的很好啊。 那把这个钱币放下，看看这些老的家里的照片吧。
And she says, "Aren't they incredible, son? You should treasure these. These are the only photos of your uncle that I know of."
他说，那个儿子啊，你应该很珍惜这些老照片啊。这是我所记得的，这就是唯一的我可以找到你舅舅的那些照片。
So what are your treasures?
那你的宝藏是什么呢？
After reading that story, I've thought of another story that relates to a penny. Some of you may have heard this before, but nevertheless, I'll tell you the story in a few minutes.
我读到这个故事的时候，我就联想到另外一个故事，也是关于钱币的。这个故事可能大家也都已经听说了，但是我还是在这里给大家再讲一下吧。So
an employee and his wife, we'll call her Arlene, were invited to spend the weekend at the employer's house, at his boss's house.
有一个员工和他的妻子叫Arlene，他们被他们的老板邀请去跟老板一起度一个周末。
Well, the boss was really nervous. I mean, the couple was really nervous about spending the weekend with their boss.
这对夫妻非常的紧张，他们要跟这个老板在一起度一个周末。
He was an extremely wealthy man. He had a mansion with many, many rooms on the bay, and a lot of his cars cost more than their own house.
因为这个老板是非常非常的富有，他有个很大的房子，有很多的房间，就在那个海湾的边上。他的许多的车子，每一辆车子甚至可以超过，那价值可以超过这对夫妻的一个房子。
Well, his boss was really gracious, and the first day and evening went very, very well.
当然这个老板是非常的好，他第一个晚上跟他们一起度得非常的愉快。
They were excited to have this rare glimpse into what it must be like to live like the wealthy.
他们有一个机会说，了解一下这个非常非常富有的人到底怎么样的生活。
And so the husband's employer was, he's a very generous host. He took them to the finest of restaurants and had a wonderful time spending his money on them, and they enjoyed it immensely.
那这个老板是一个非常慷慨的人，他带他们去那里非常好的那个餐馆，然后也是花很多的钱在他们身上，让他们过得非常的愉快。So
Arlene, the employee's son, was excited, and she just was absolutely thrilled to have the opportunity to indulge in such extravagance.
他这个阿林特别是，而且和他先生非常的兴奋，他有这么一个机会能够享受一下这么奢侈的生活。
So the next evening, the three of them were entering another exclusive restaurant.
第二天晚上，他们三个人一起去另外一个非常独特的一个餐馆。
And the boss was walking maybe one or two steps ahead of the couple.
这个老板走在他们的前面，大概一两步远的地方。
And he stopped.
突然他就停下来了。
And he looked down.
他朝下面。
And there was this long, long pause.
他就在那里，久久的停在那里。
And Arlene wondered, well, am I supposed to pass him? Am I just supposed to stand here? She didn't know what to do. She's wondering, what is he looking at?
他就想，他到底在看着什么东西呢？
So she took a closer look and saw that there was a single darkened penny on the pavement.
他低下头去看，就看到一个一分的硬币，而且是那个脏脏的、黑黑的，在这个路边路上。
Still silent, the boss bent down and he picked up the penny.
他那个还是静静的，这个老板就弯下这个腰，把这个一分钱就捡起来了。
And he held it up and a big smile came across his face.
他把它拿起来，脸上露出非常高兴的微笑。
And then he put the penny in his pocket.
然后他就把这个一分的钱币放在他的口袋里了。
Now Arlene was like, that's kind of ridiculous.
Arlene 觉得这个太可笑了。
Why did this man need to pick up a penny?
为什么这个人需要捡起那一分钱呢？
I don't even think my kids would pick it up.
我认为我的孩子们可能都不会捡。
Why did he take the time to pick up this penny?
为什么他花这个时间来 那捡起这一分钱呢？
So throughout the dinner, it kind of just bothered her.
在吃饭的时候，这个想法一直在她的心里边回响。
A man with such wealth and cars more expensive than my house is going to stop and pick up a penny?
这个这么一个有钱的人，他的一辆车子可以价钱可以超过我的一幢房子，他要在地上捡起那一分钱。
She actually started getting a little irritated by it.
她觉得还有点奇怪，觉得好像很就是很不舒服，这个想法。
So finally, she couldn't stand it anymore, so she casually mentions, well, hey, you know, my daughter has a coin collection.
她后来就没办法再忍受了，她就假装很随便的样子问一下，说，哎，我女儿也收集硬币。
And she said, did you find a penny that was kind of worth some value?
那你刚才捡的那个硬币是不是蛮值钱的？
And a big smile crept across his face, and he reached into his pocket, and he pulled the penny out for her to see.
他就笑了一下，然后他从他的口袋里拿出了一分钱，给那个阿玲来看。
Nothing.
什么也不是，没有。
It was a normal penny.
就是一个一般的一个钱币。
And so she continued to think, "What's the point? Why did you pick this thing up?"
他心里想，你为什么这样做呢？
So finally, her curiosity just overwhelmed her, and she said, "Why did you pick it up?"
所以她很觉得很奇怪，她没办法了，只好直接的跟他说，你为什么要把这个钱币捡起来？
And he replied, "Well, here, take a look at it."
老板跟他说，你拿来看一看。
So she took the penny, and he said, "Read what it says."
他拿着这个硬币，那老板跟他说，你读上面写的字吧。
United States of America. No, he says, read further. So she turns the coin over and says, 1 cent. He's like, no, keep reading. And then she looks at it and it's in small and it's across the very top and she says,In God we trust.
他再仔细的看，在上面的弯弯的一行小字写着说，我们相信上帝。
And the man goes, "Yes, that's it."
他老板说是，就是这句。
And he got so excited, and he said, "If I trust God, the name of God is holy, even on a coin."
如果我相信上帝的话，上帝的名字是圣洁的。即便是在这一分钱上，他的名字也是圣洁的。
So whenever I find a coin, he said, I look at that inscription.
每次我看到一个钱币的时候，我就看着上面写的这行字。
And even though what's going on in our country, still every coin in the United States has that phrase on it.
不管今天美国在发生什么，至少到现在，每一个钱币上都写着这一行。
And of course, most of us don't notice it, he says. He goes, I think of it this way. God just dropped the message right in front of me, telling me to trust him.
It's
like, who am I to pass that by? So when I see a coin,
就每次看到一个钱币的时候
I stop,
我就停下来
and I pick it up,
我就把它捡起来
and I pray,
我也来祷告
I ask myself to trust God in that moment,
我在那个时刻我就让告诉我自己要相信神
if not longer,
如果我不能再一直这样想的话，即便不能一直这样想的话
and for a short time, even though I would like it to be longer, I try to cherish the thoughtof this as if it were pure gold.
我在那个时候，在那个短暂的时刻，我就非常的欣赏这个观念，我把它当作是一个真正的金，真正的金币。
Because God has given me a lot.
上帝已经给了我很多。
I've been totally blessed.
我那个也得到很大的那个祝福。
So this penny reminds me that I should start a conversation with God.
那这个钱币告诉我。我应该跟神有一段交，有个交流。
Because you see, God is patient, and pennies are pretty plentiful.
上帝是 非常有耐心的，那钱币也是蛮多的，常常提醒我。
Pretty neat story, huh?
挺有趣的故事，是吗？
Well, I can honestly tell you that after I heard this story,
我可以更诚实的跟你说明，当我听到完这个故事以后，
whenever I see a penny on the sidewalk or the street,
每次看到这个在路边有看到一个钱币的时候，
I pick it up and do the same thing the man did.
我会同样的做同样的事情。
I take a moment and I thank God for this hidden treasure.
我花一点时间，我感谢上帝给我这样一个隐藏的宝藏。
And the really cool part is if you're walking with someone and they see you do it.
有意思的是，我跟别人一起走的时候，如果他们看到你这样做，
you get to tell them why.
你会告诉他们为什么会这样。
So there's an awesome verse in the scriptures that I personally hold very dear to my heart. It's my cling-to verse, meaning it's the verse that I turn to in my time of need.
有一段的经文我非常的喜欢，我珍藏在我的心里边，是那种我常常非常依靠的那样一种经文，就是我有什么事情的时候，我会来想起这些经文。
So here's my version of it. It says, wherever your heart is, there your treasure will be.
这就是我讲的那个经文。你的心在哪里，你的宝藏，你财宝也会在哪里。
So I wanted to make sure that I memorized correctly, because sometimes I don't.
我就想把它记得很清楚，准确的记住，但有的时候我就会弄错。
And this is found in both Luke and Matthew.
这句话在路加和马太福音里边都有写。
However, I transposed the nouns.
但是那个两段经文在两本书里边那个不太一样的。
So, let me read it to you, but I want to read it to you in the context of where it is in the scriptures.
那我会给大家念，我在这个上下文的里边把它念出来。
So here's Matthew 6:19-21. It says, Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
翻过下面，我们大家一同来读，好不好？不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能朽坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
So I think it's reciprocal.
那我看有点那个两个有点对调。财宝和心这两个字在不同的两段经文里边正好。
I think we can read it both ways.
你也可以另外一种方式来读。
I think so because sometimes our heart is our guide, and the sight of the treasure can also be what we are drawn to.
那有的时候我认为那个我们的心就是引导我们我们的心到哪里，我们心里的财宝也是在那样一个地方。
And frankly, what I believe it's saying is something that's underneath all of it.
我觉得那个更重要的信息在那个在下面。
Especially when you read it in the context of Matthew and Luke, and also in the context of what else we're taught throughout the scriptures.
特别是当你在读马太福音和路加福音，因为他们两个是财宝和心这两个字是对调的而且还在别的地方也讲到类似的经文。
And I'm thinking it implies that our heart is our treasure.
那他的意思，真正的意思是说，我们的心才是我们真正的宝藏、宝贝。
And wherever it is, that is what's most important to you.
你的心在哪里？那个东西或者那个地方，对你来说就是最重要的。
So does God have your heart?
那上帝拥有你的心吗？
What takes up most of your time?
那你平时花时间在，你平时花时间最多的是在什么地方呢？
I read an article that said that 2% of Christians read the Bible every day.
我读到一篇文章说，只有2%的基督徒每天都花时间读圣经。
Did you know?
你知道吗？
That if you spent just 5 minutes each day with God, you are only spending 1/3 of 1% of your day.
如果你知道不知道？如果你每天花5分钟的时间和上帝在一起，你其实才花了1/3%的时间，那一天的时间，跟上帝，给上帝。
That's 3/1000ths of a second. I mean, of a minute, of a day.
那是1/1000的，一天当中1/1000的时间。
I don't know about you, but I find that pretty eye-opening.
你会看到会很有点惊讶，是吗？
And I wonder if it makes you rethink what you treasure, like I rethought what I treasure.
想那你是不是想到你真正那个宝贝的是什么？
So let's look at Proverbs 2:1-4.
我们看一下那个。
And it says this, My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God.
我们翻到下一页，我们大家一同来读，好吧？我儿，你若领受我的言语，存记我的命令，侧耳听智慧，专心求聪明，呼求明哲，扬声求聪明，寻求他如寻找银子，搜求他如搜求隐藏的珍宝，你就明白敬畏耶和华，得以认识神。
So what is the hidden treasure we're supposed to seek?
那我们应该寻找的那个隐藏的宝藏是什么呢？
In other words, using God's words as a model, what is it that we're looking for?
用上帝的话做一个一个模式的话，那你到底在寻找的是什么呢？
And forever or for where your treasure is, there your heart will also be.
那就是哪里是你的宝藏，那你的心就会在哪里。
And so this proverb that we just read brings it home.
这个就让我们可以真的有明白了。
It states that the treasure is insight, wisdom, and understanding.
那真正的那个宝藏是明哲智慧和领悟。
And how do we get it?
我们怎么得到呢？
How do we store up what it is?
那我们怎么样来储存这里边的这个宝贝呢？
The word of God.
那就是神的话。
We store up his commands, and I believe that we realize that He gives us these commands not because God is some kind of cosmic killjoy, but because God wants to protect us.
那我们储存神的话语、神的命令，因为我们知道说，上帝不是一个在宇宙世界当中让你感到不舒服的人。上帝其实是给我们这些话语，让我们得到保护。
And not just our physical protection, not a physical protection, but an emotional one, a mental one, and a one of faith, protecting those things in our hearts.
那上帝的话也不只是保守我们身体的健康，而是保守我们心灵、我们的情绪，我们的信心。
Listen to how these two people got very excited. This is the parable of the hidden treasure and the pearl.
那我们听下面这个关于这个隐藏的宝藏和珠宝的这样一个比喻。
We're looking at Matthew 13:44-46. It says, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went, sold all he had, and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had so that he could buy it.
翻过来是马太福音13:44-46，大家一同来读好吗？天国好像宝贝藏在地，人遇见了就把它藏起了，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。
So what do they value?
他们真正看重的是什么呢？
The kingdom of heaven.
是天国。
I thought about this, and what came to my mind was Matthew's version of the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes as they're known.
那我再仔细想一下，这到底是什么意思呢？那我从那个马太福音里边讲的八福里边。
Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him and began to teach them. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
翻到下一页去。
Then it goes on to say, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you when people insult you or persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For the same way they persecuted the prophets who have come before you.
好，我们来翻过来读中文，大家一同来开口来读好吗？他就开口教训他们说：“虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的；哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰；温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土；饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。”连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续；清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神；使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子；为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你、逼迫你、捏造各样坏话、诽谤你，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐。因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。
So let's try and summarize this and kind of organize it in a different way without ruining the meaning.
那我们想办法来把它总结一下啊，用个另外别的办法，但是不会破坏它原来的意思。
So it means if I am a humble, meek peacemaker, I will be a child of God who inherits the earth and the heaven. If I am persecuted and endure evil that is sieged against me, and all while I am hungering and thirsting for righteousness, I will also receive that righteousness and also the reward and the kingdom of God.
如果我是一个谦卑的，一个温柔的，一个使人和睦的人，我就是上帝的儿子，可以接受他的那个天国。如果我是能够忍受这个邪恶的攻击和反对并且我能够饥渴慕义，那我也照样能够接受上帝所赐给的义，并且他所赐给我的天国。
So I thought that was probably still a little bit too much to digest. And I thought about it more, and I wanted to see if I could break it down even into a simpler statement, one that maybe we can use as a motto for our lives. My hope was to consolidate it into a brief, poignant idea that of what we should seek, what treasure we should seek. And in short, I'm hoping that we can reveal the hidden treasure that I believe is contained in the Beatitudes.
我是想我如果能不能自述的把它浓缩把它变成一个更简单的一个更清楚的使得我们能够就是我们要我们在找的是什么那个真正的宝藏是什么那我是想就是把这个真正的宝藏用一句话把它那个表达出来。So
here's my attempt.
这是我在想。If
in this evil world, I remain a pure, meek, long-suffering, humble, merciful, peacemaking, and enduring follower of God, I will inherit his righteous kingdoms.
如果在这个罪的时代里边,我可以保持纯洁温柔,恒久忍耐,谦卑,慈悲怜悯,并使人和睦,并且可以坚持到底的神的跟随者,我就可以接受,我就可以得到他的那个公义的国度。
Okay, listen again and see what word pops out at you.
你再听一下看什么字在你的心里边跳出来。
If in this evil world I remain pure, meek, long-suffering, humble, merciful, peacemaking, and an enduring follower of God, I will inherit his kingdom of righteousness.
如果在这个罪恶的时代里边,我可以一直保持着一个纯洁,温柔, 那个恒久忍耐,谦卑,慈悲,怜悯,使人和睦,便坚持到底的神的跟随者,那我就可以接受他的公义的国度。
So who has done this?
那谁在这样做呢?
Have any of you?
我们每一个位都在这样做吗?
Have we as a church done this together?
作为一个教会,我们是在这样做吗?
I question whether or not I'm even able to pull off such a feat. Such an accomplishment, such a task to do it.
那我觉得我自己很困难能够来做这样的事情,能够变成这样的人。
So what does it take?
那需要什么呢?
Well, I think it's really obvious, yet we ignore it.
那很好,我觉得常常我们都忽略了这一点。
The treasure remains hidden for most of us.
那这个宝藏对我们很多人来说还是隐藏的。
Because the treasure lies in the Holy Scriptures.
因为这个宝藏是在神的话语里面。
Jesus answered in Matthew 19:21, talking to the people. He said, if you want to be perfect, he's talking to a man who came to him and says, what do I need to do to inherit the kingdom of God? He says, if you want to be perfect, go sell all your possessions and give to the poor. And if you will have a treasure in heaven, then come follow me. And when the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. Then Jesus said to his disciples, truly I tell you, it is hard for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle, then for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked, who then can be saved? And Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So Peter answered him and says, well, we have left everything to follow you. We truly have. What then will there be for us? And Jesus answered them and says, truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you 12 who have followed me, will sit on your thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who's left their houses, or left their brothers and sisters, or their fathers and and mothers, or their wife and children, or their fields, and they did it for my sake, they will receive 100 times as much and will inherit the kingdom of eternal life. But many, many who are first, and many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first.
这里马太福音讲到一个很有钱的、富有的年轻人来问耶稣怎么样来才能进入天国。 那耶稣就跟他讲了下面这段话，我们大家一同来同声来读，好吧？耶稣说：“你若愿意做完全人，可去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你要还要来跟从我。”那少年听见这话，就忧忧愁愁的走了，因为他的财产也很多。耶稣对门徒说：“我再告诉你们，财主进天国是难的。我也告诉你们。” 骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。门徒听见这话，就稀奇的很，说：“这样谁能得救呢？”耶稣看着他们说：“在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。”彼得就对他们说：“看哪，我们已经取下所有的，跟随，将来我们要得什么呢？”耶稣说：“我实在告诉你们。” 你们这跟从我的人，到复兴的时候，人子坐在他荣耀的宝座上，你们也要坐在十二个宝座上，审判以色列十二个支派。凡为我的名撇下房屋，或是弟兄姐妹、父亲母亲儿女田地的，必要得着百倍，并且承受永生。然而有许多在前，将要在后，在后的将要在前。
So does this mean if I'm rich, I will not inherit eternal life?
这是不是意思说，如果很富有的话，我就没办法进入天国呢？
Well, there are many interpretations of this scripture.
这句话有很多不同的翻译。
Some speculate that it was a second gate at the Jerusalem gate that was only used at night.
他们有的人说，因为他讲到一个真骆驼经，通过。 那个真的眼，他有的人说这个真的眼是表示说有一个小的门在耶路撒冷的城墙上面有一个小的门，白天是关着，只有晚上开。
And so it was smaller, and a camel, in order to go through it, had to stoop down, and they had to take all the baggage off of his back, and he had to crawl through.
那就是那个门因为很小。 所以那个晚上打开，可以骆驼可以过去。但是每次骆驼要过去的时候呢，因为门很小，所以他必须要把所有背上装的那些重物全都要卸下来，而且要是弯着跪着这样爬过去。And
called that gate the eye of the needle.
他们叫那个门叫做真的眼。Showing
that it's possible, but it's really hard.
意思是说是可以过去的，但是是很难。Now
frankly, that sounds awesome.
听起来非常的好，这个解释。But
many scholars look for the historical evidence of this, and frankly, it only tracks back to the 9th century.
有很多的学者来认真的研究这个解释对不对，他就找到那些文献，他们发现只能找到第九世纪的文献有这样的记载，这种解释的记载。So
probably, scholastically, it's not a good interpretation of those scriptures. Another idea was possibly a misprint in the Greek. So the Greek word chamelios with an I should really be chamelios with an E, and that word means cable or rope.
那个原来那个希腊文 chamelios 是一个那个 I 那个字是骆驼，应该是可能应该是 chamelios 那是一个 E， 那个 chamelios 是一个绳子的意思，所以是绳子穿过那个针眼，而不是说骆驼穿过那个针眼。So
that's also only contained in later versions of the New Testament.
可能也是在那个新约圣经的比较新的一些版本里边出现过。
So more than likely, that one's not very scholastically sound.
那可能这种讲法也不一定很准确。
Now, one other interpretation is that it's a beautiful hyperbole or an exaggerated analogy like the one that's contained in Matthew 7:3.
另外一种讲法是一种古代那个希伯来文里边一种比较夸张的一种比较夸张的一种比喻，就像在这个马太福音第七章第三节这样所讲，有点像。
And it says, why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye?
翻过来了。为什么看见你，叫大家一起来，对吧？为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？这个就是一个夸张的讲法，眼睛里面是不可能装进梁木的。所以他的意思是说，那个骆驼穿过针眼也是一种夸张的讲法。
So,More than likely because of the Jewish Talmudic literature, which uses similar aphorisms or pithy observations to make a point, that is probably a better translation. For instance, in the Jewish Midrash, the following is inserted.
更可能的就是有点像在那个希伯来的塔木德文学里边所用的一样，一种类似的一种金句，或者是一种精辟的一种夸张，把它来那个说明一个要点在比如说在那个犹太的这个米德拉西这样一个文学里边，就类似下面的这样的讲法。
So here's one. It says they do not show a man a palm tree of gold, nor an elephant going through the eye of a needle.
他说他们不会让人看见那个金色的。黄金的那个棕榈树，当然也不会让人看见骆驼怎么样穿过针眼。
And here's another one from the Talmud.
那个还有另外一种。
It says the Holy One said, "Open for me a door as big as a needle's eye, and I will open you a door through which many enter, many tents will enter, and camels will enter."
他就说你如果他说那圣者这样说，你给我开一个门。像睁眼那么大的门，我就给你开一个门，使得很多骆驼和帐篷可以从里边走过去。
So what's the hidden treasure in this verse?
那在这个经文里边，那隐藏的宝贝到底是什么呢
？I think it's verse 26.
那就是第26节的经文。
And it says, Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God." All things are possible.
好，我们大家一同来读好吗？耶稣看着他们说：“在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。”
We can't do it without him, and we can't do it without following him.
我们离开了耶稣是不能做的。我们离开了跟随耶稣，我们也不可能做的。
We must look at the source of all hidden treasure, His holy word, to reveal the hidden treasures that they contain.
那我们必须要。看到这个隐藏的宝贝，它的来源，它的源头就是上帝神圣的话语。我们要找到里边的那个真正的宝藏。
We gotta ask ourselves, are we living by His word?
那我就问大家说，我们是真的是按照神的话语来活吗
？Are we examining the scriptures to make sure that we're committed to the truth they contain?
那我们是不是认真的来查考神的话语？来使得我们真的是对神的话对真理有这个委身呢
And here's the tough part.
这是比较难的地方。
If they say something that goes against what you feel or think or reason, do you trust the scriptures more than you trust yourself?
如果有的时候你会看到一段经文跟我们所想的时候我们所感受的以至于我们的理性所告诉我们的相抵触的话，我们是愿意相信我们自己的感受，我们的理性呢，还是相信神的话语
？Well, let's listen to Jude.
我们看看那个犹大书怎么说。
Let's just read it in the Chinese.
OK， 我们就直接读中文的啊。我们大家一同来读：从前主救了他的百姓出埃及地，后来就把那些不信的灭绝了。 这一切的事你们虽然都知道，我却仍要提醒你们。又有不守本位离开自己住处的天使，主用锁链把他们永远拘留在黑暗里，等候大日的审判。又如索多玛、俄摩拉和周围城邑的人，也照他们一味的行淫，随从烈性的情欲，就受永火的刑罚。注意境界。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己常在神的爱里，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯直到永远。有些人存疑心，你们要怜悯他们；有些人你们要从火中抢出来搭救他们；有些人你们要存惧怕的心怜悯他们，连那被情欲所沾染的衣服也当厌恶。
If in this evil world I remain pure, meek, long-suffering, humble, merciful, peacemaking, and a follower, an enduring follower of God, I will inherit his righteous kingdom. And I want to take as many people with me as I can.
我们大家一同来讲哈，在这个罪恶的世界里，如果我能保持纯洁、温柔、恒久忍耐、谦卑、慈悲怜悯、使人和睦、坚持到底的神的跟随者，我就会享受到他。
So listen to this story. Once there was a real hard-working farmer who grew grapes. Unluckily, his sons were a little lazy and easygoing, and they seldom cared to help their father in his work.
但是不幸的是，他的孩子们都非常懒散，他们很少就帮助他的父亲来管理他的葡萄园。
So the farmer, like most fathers, was worried about their future.
他这个父亲就像其他的很多的父亲一样，很担心他们这些孩子们的将来。
Eventually, the farmer got a little older and older in a ripe old age and fell ill.
这个老年人就越来越老了，他也生病了。
He was dying, and it looked as if his end were nearby.
就是他也知道自己的时间要到了。
So he called all of his sons in, and he said this to them.
把他的小孩子们都叫来，叫到身边，就跟他们讲了下面的话。
Said, "Dear sons, my days are numbered."
儿子们，我剩下的日子不多。
Before I die, I want to tell you that in my grapery, in the fields, lays a hidden treasure.
我告诉你们，在我死之前，我告诉你们，在我的这个葡萄园里边，那个有一个隐藏的一个。
He says, "Dig it out after my death, and you will find it."
如果你那个挖掘的话，在这个园子里面好好的挖掘的话，你会发现找到。
And then after hugging each and every one of his sons, he laid back down and died. After burying their father, the sons quickly ran out to the vineyard. And they dug and they turned the soil over and dug and dug and dug every inch of this field and nothing was found.
他把每葡萄园里边每一寸的土地都挖掘过了，那结果发现什么也没找到。
But the digging led to a very rich crop of grapes.
那结果发现第二年的这个葡萄收成特别的好。
One that had never been as big, none that his father, their fathers have ever seen, bigger than his largest crop.
他的收成比他父亲在的时候的任何一次的收成还要好。
So that's when the sons came to know what their father meant by the hidden treasure.
他们的父亲，他们就是孩子们，就后来就意识到了，他爸爸讲的原来是这个意思。
They learned that hard work is the key to a gold mine.
他们就知道是努力的工作才是真正得到财富的真正的手段。
Isn't that kind of true now?
现在这一点还对吗？
Hard work will pay off, doesn't it? A lot of you have traveled pretty far to come to this country.
好多你们好多中的好多人啊，走了很远才来到这个国家。
And if that's not an example of hard work, I don't know what is.
如果这不是一个努力工作的范例的话，我不知道还有什么比这更好的例子。
But what is the hard work that God commands us to do?
那上帝让我们做的那个努力工作的是什么呢？
So listen to Ephesians 1, and then I'll close in prayer. It says, In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he has lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ.To be put into effect when the time reaches their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ.
翻过来，大家一同来读啊！我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯可以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明，充充足足赏给我们。都是照着他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日子满足的时候，是天上地上一切所有的，都在基督里同归于一。
Let's pray. Please God, grant us the wisdom and understanding you have made known to us through your holy and purposeful will. Lord, us appreciate the grace you've shed on us, and also let us remember that we are called to believe and called to know this hidden treasure, that if in this evil world that we remain a pure, meek, long-suffering, humble, merciful, peacemaking, and enduring follower of God, I will inherit his righteous kingdoms.
亲爱的天父，我们求主给我们这个智慧和那个悟性，让我们知道让我们知道你在你的美好的旨意，让我们能够感谢你给我们的恩典，让我们能够记住下面这个隐藏的这个宝贝，就是在这个罪恶的时代里面，如果我能够保持一直成为一直是保持那个纯洁温柔纯洁温柔谦卑慈悲怜悯，使人和睦，并且能够一直成为神的跟随者，我就会可以享受到神所赐给的永恒的公义的国度。阿们。
阿们。